Syria continues to prevent the United Nations from delivering desperately needed food to the Syrian people. The United States says Syria is stringing along the UN. The regime has blocked truck convoys on the ground, and now aid workers are preparing to deliver supplies by air. But even that could depend on approval from the Syrian government, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. and its partners had set a June 1st deadline for the U.N. to start airdrops if Syria's government continued to block aid convoys on the ground. A week later, Syria is still blocking most aid, and now the U.N. says it's asking for permission for airdrops. That makes no sense to Fadi Haliso, a Syrian who runs an aid group in Lebanon.
I don't understand this twisted logic of the U.N. when they are still insisting on having the permission of government who is starving its people to death.
Haliso says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has been clever in the way he confounds international pressure, allowing limited aid convoys every now and then. And he says the international community never really follows up on its demands for full humanitarian access.
The record of the international community around Syria for the last 5 years was nothing but nonsense and empty promises.
Haliso spoke to NPR by phone after meeting with Noah Galchuk of the advocacy group Oxfam America. He, too, is frustrated by the international response to the humanitarian crisis in Syria.
While the policymakers are talking in their elite circles, people on the ground are starving. And I think it's high time we do something to address that need.
Syria's ambassador to the UN denies that his government is blocking aid or even that Syrians are starving. But the UN says 400,000 Syrians are living under siege, blocked by Syrian government forces and their allies. State Department spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau points to one town, Diriyah, just a short drive from Damascus, which hasn't received food aid since 2012.
The people of Diriyah are being brutalized by the regime through its blocking of food and basic supplies. We ask that Russia use its influence to end this inhumane policy.
Russia, which sent warplanes to help the Assad regime, signed on to that statement last month promising to begin airdrops in June. The U.S. says the World Food Program plans to airdrop aid to four communities, including Diriyah, and is waiting for Syria, which still controls much of its airspace, to ensure safe passage. Oxfam's Noah Galchuk says airdrops are inefficient.
Airdrops are ultimately a last resort option. They're not going to provide any sort of substitute for the full unimpeded humanitarian assistance, which has been called for in the successive Security Council resolutions and which the people of Syria desperately need to be able to survive.
And he says all those UN Security Council resolutions and statements haven't done much to improve the situation on the ground. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.